I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's a place where all of your dreams come true.
Hey! Way, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, where there's peril and mystery and treasure too.
Way, the Emperor Holloway.
So grab your seahorses and join the crew.
Down in Vicky's world.
Oh, down in Vicky's world.
We're back. Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the Etienne Regia arc of Vicky's World. And thank you to Ian Sanderson for that amazing new intro song. Isn't that cool? And maybe it's a sign of what kind of themes this arc holds for us. This episode was first broadcast live on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube on Thursday, the 11th of February, 2021. Find us online by searching for Vicky's World RPG to check out our full videos and watch along live every Thursday. You can also go to ko-fi.com/Vicky's World RPG to contribute to the show, help pay the bills, and receive some excellent extra perks. More on that later. But before I continue, quick disclaimer, the audio is usually slightly better than it is on today's podcast, but we had a slight technical difficulty this week, so please excuse the odd glitch here and there. Most of you probably won't even notice anyway, I promise, okay? Thank you. I am your friendly feline paladin, Katayab Khan, and I just want to make sure you're totally up to date before we get going. Although, there's not really much to tell. It's pretty much a brand new adventure, and if you're new to the show, well, I really don't want to intimidate you with hours of backstory, so I'll just tell you the basics. Basically, Shiny Golden Knight Archie Morgan, killer kung fu cop Ventito Guathrin, shape-shifting wizard Sally Spearfish, and yours truly just finished a brutal adventure in my hometown of the City of Cats. We loaded up our horses with 2 boyfriends, 14 kittens, and a giant snake, and prepared to teleport back to Archie and Guathrin's hometown, the City of Summers. We stepped into the teleportation device, did the whole flying through the whirling storm thing, and just as we were about to arrive home, we kept going, and going, and going. Something's not quite right. Let's find out what, shall we? Sit back. Relax, curse the very heavens, and please enjoy Vicky's World.
Generations ago, the world ended. Forests were torn up, mountains were toppled, and whole lakes were swept away by the power of a furious storm. The only hint of life remaining was, well, you're not really sure at the moment. As you hurl through space, the world around you is a blur of colours. Your ears fill with thunder, roaring louder than you've ever heard it, and there's no air here that doesn't sting your mouth and nose to inhale. You feel a relentless chill reaching towards you within you, gripping at your lungs, making your heart seize. There is no up or down, only constant motion, which feels like being slammed against wall after wall as you spin, crushed and stretched and tumbling through the storm between cities. Each of you tries desperately to grab for someone or something important. Your horses, your cats, the men you love, but the chaos pulls you apart. Then, there's a flash of blinding light and you are utterly alone in the midst of the storm. At once, everything is cold and still. Your eyes sting to open and fetid salt water presses into your mouth and your nose. Everybody make an athletics check.
Oh!
Straight in.
Straight
so
in.
I'm a charisma wizard.
With my best skill.
an aquamarine die. Nice
Ooh,
little.
I love it.
Turquoise die. Oh, and I roll like dog shit straight off the bat.
I rolled so a five.
So much trouble.
Go on, Gladwin, how do you do?
Wanted to take our horses away from us this whole time.
We're all going to die in the first 5 minutes and wrap up season three very early. So thank you all.
I'm just thinking of that lyric from the Verve song, Drugs Don't Work. Like a cat in a bag, just waiting to drown.
Oh, no.
This time I'm coming down. Except it's now like 14 cats in bags,
no!
waiting to drown. It's 14 times sadder. Oh.
And I rolled a one. Not a natural one.
Oh. I rolled
some dead ass cats.
Yeah, I'm an unnatural too.
Oh,
some wet ass pussies. Oh my god! I rolled a 12.
Thank you so much for coming along to the episode of Vicky's World. That's it. We've reached our creative team. Okay, so we got a 12 for Archie. We got one and a two.
Shall I roll for my cats?
And no. I rolled for them. And Sally, how are you doing?
Clearly, my sea legs are kicking in because I've got an 18.
Dang! Oh, nice. Right.
And I've got zero to athletics. I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not good at anything.
So, Sally, you break the surface of the water first. You are in the midst of frigid, murky water. You take in a breath and it's so cold that it stings your lungs. But more than that, the taste of the air for you is damningly familiar. Beside you, you see a trail of bubbles, and it's only a moment before Archie surfaces beside you. You can also see, surfacing relatively near to you, is Jeremy, who seems to have been very lucky. However, you can see no sign of Katayev and no sign of Gwathryn.
What do you want to do? Stay with me.
I
rolled a 17.
The smell of the air is very familiar to me, and I recognize the place. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
If we are in any sort of initiative, I would like to take my turn to scream at the sky and damn the gods.
You scream at the sky and damn.
And I will do nothing else, for the depths of my despair are deeper than this sea.
I go, Sally, what's wrong?
Not this place! Not
where
again!
Are we?
And then I hold my breath and dive.
My God.
Okay, you're diving.
Oh, very dramatic.
I go,
Sally, you are diving down into the sea. Do you want to make me a perception check to see if you can see any of your friends?
Sure. I mean, I'm trying to drown myself, so, but unfortunately, my sea legs are too good, and I rolled a 19.
A 19?
This dice is no use until I don't want to roll well.
Wait, are you trying to drown yourself, Sally?
Pretty much, yeah.
Then that's good.
Sally is in great distress.
Unfortunately, that's a perception check, not a drowning check. So
I know.
You see very, very well where you could drown yourself. But as you take a look around, you can see to your left, there is a streak of white that looks like familiar clothing belonging to your paladin pal. And to your left, you see a streak of this kind of dusky pink robe.
Which one of them is sinking faster?
They're both sinking at almost exactly the same rate, but I believe it was Katayev that sank a 20th faster.
Okay, I think I can judge that because of my deep knowledge of the sea.
With a 19th
faster. So I would imagine I can look at him and be like, oh, a 20th faster, damn it! He will hit the ground 6 seconds earlier! And I'll be like, okay, I guess I can drown myself later. The sea will still be here. And I'll go and try and help. The drowning man who's drowning ever so much faster than the other drowning man.
Okay, so you begin to swim over towards Katayev. Katayev, you see from out of this gloom that you can feel you're not used to water really that much at all. Being from the City of Cats, you're surrounded by creatures that also don't really love water. You can feel this is more water and deeper water than you've ever experienced in your life. From out of the gloom, you can see...
May I shape change? And I know it doesn't change any of my stats, but we agreed that webbed stuff helps me in some way just physically, right?
Yes.
So I can change into a mer person and not that. No, that's not their technical name. I'm aware. But I know we've had this conversation before. I'd like to change into the seest creature I know.
Sure, you've seen like sea elves and stuff. In me. You've seen probably the thing that's closest to what you're looking for is a triton. They have kind of webbed hands and feet.
Yes, that's the one I use. Lovely. Before.
So you change, and from out of the gloom, Katayab, you can see this triton. I mean, do you look like yourself, but just sort of with blue skin, webbed hands,
no,
green hair?
No, I'm a sexy man. I want to be the triton I was before. Fuck
you can
that.
See a very sexy male triton emerging from the gloom. You've probably never seen one before. They're sort of like humanoids, but again, blue skin, webbed fingers and toes, greenish hair. One emerges.
Weirdly, has gills, can't breathe underwater.
True,
because it's still me and I don't have breathe underwater.
With Sally helping you, Katayab, you can make an athletics check with advantage as she tries to bring you to the surface. I presume that's what you're doing. You're not dragging him down, down into the gloom.
I'm gonna take as many people down with me as I can.
Jeez.
no, I'll help him.
It's still just a 10.
Okay, with a 10 you begin to make your progress up towards the surface of the water. Archie, what would you like to do?
So I'm gonna just gonna call over to Jeremy. Jeremy, are you okay? Are you safe?
Yes, fine. I don't know where anyone else is though. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I'm gonna go and dive for the others.
Goodness. Okay, be careful.
I will, you too. And I dive down under the water after Sally, who I'm now concerned is going to drown herself.
I did shout, "I'm going to drown myself" as I dive down. So
that
know.
Was the main clue.
You can see, you can kind of follow the trace of where Sally has swum towards Katayab, and you can take a look to your right, and you can see that Gwathryn is there.
Okay, I like wade my way through the 14 dead kittens just hanging in the water.
Oh,
and,
God.
I go towards Gwathryn.
Oh.
You swim, batting away limpid bodies.
Oh, Jesus.
No, you don't. There are no dead cats that you can see at all.
Yeah, I can't see them.
No, you can sense them in your heart. Poor Archie, you swim over towards Gwathryn.
And I think about the bonus episode where he brutally killed me, and I almost think twice, but then I go, no, come on, Archie. and I'd like to help him up to the surface.
Lovely. Gwathryn, you can make an athletics check at advantage.
Is Sir Archie doing this in heavy armour?
He's medium armour, as he constantly
revives. Jesus Christ!
Who
got the memo about my heavy armour? Because it wasn't me.
I think it's because your little beautifully drawn lion has a golden plate.
Yes,
that's true.
I just thought this is like incredibly impressive physical strength.
I mean, he's very physically fit. This is not really a push for Archie.
I put my heavy armour on Gwathryn and sent him to Davy Jones' locker.
You wave as he sinks.
So I rolled a 3 on my first one. Oof. And with advantage, I rolled a 17 minus 1 for athletics. 16 total.
Nice.
Very good. All right. With a 16, with Archie's help, you two managed to break the surface of the water.
Amazing. Thank you. Cheers, mate. Thank you, Archie.
That's okay. Is anyone else missing? Are we all here?
Have I broken the surface?
Was it Zayden?
Not quite yet.
Zayden.
Where the hell is Zayden?
Our horses, those kittens.
Oh my God, the 14 cats. I see them bobbing to the massive top of the ocean like small bits of flotsam, furry driftwood. They're all face down in the water. They haven't made it.
We are. Quick, let's get them away before Katayab sees them.
I waft them away.
Flinging cats. trebuchet them. Like a
quick,
trebuchet.
Just chuck them. Chuck them as far away as possible. We'll buy them some more cats when we get to Thailand. It'll be an elaborate disguise.
Yeah, he talks to his cats, but he'll never know the difference between these and other cats.
Wait, okay, we can do a weekend about
these.
We're
going to have to brief them beforehand. Who's got to talk to animals?
Someone's going to have to learn a spell to animals so that we can train these cats to act like a Times cat and then we're going to be an elaborate citizenship exam with the cats. Like, where did he come from and what was his mother's name?
No, your name is Butterbean, okay?
I swear that's a guinea pig. That's not that's a guinea pig.
No, something must have happened in the magic house.
That one's a frog, for fuck's sake.
It's a dog, but with like little cat ears.
Cast some kind of mind control.
As you two, as you break the water, you can see a trail of bubbles coming up beside you. And Archie and Gwathryn, both of you are quite observant, and you can see Sally and Katayab struggling. But after a few moments, you two both also break the water.
What is all this wet, slimy, white, wet, see-through stuff, huh? What is this?
Hold on.
What do you call this?
Hold on, Katayab. No.
Right.
Oh man, fuck say, can someone else roll for me today?
Someone can give you advantage if someone wants to look around with you.
I'll roll as well.
Someone else.
I rolled a six.
I rolled an eight.
Oh man.
Okay.
Sorry, I rolled a six as well.
Oh no, I rolled a 12. Sorry, 12.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So the two halflings, Gwathryn and Jeremy, both point to something bouncing and buoyant on top of the waves, maybe 10 or so meters from you. You can see that the bag that you put your cats in...
Basket.
Bags,
baskets.
They're baskets.
Yeah, that I mount on the horse. Yeah, they're two baskets.
There's like wicker ones with holes in.
Yeah, there were wicker baskets from Patrick's house.
The kind of ones that would just sink to the bottom of the ocean.
I didn't put my cats.
Wicker floats.
Not with seven cats in.
They would comically bounce on the waves, if anything. Bags would sink them.
Canonically, I didn't.
And we should roll athletics checks for all the cats because a lot of cats enjoy swimming.
I think they're a swarm. Well, anyway.
That's
for Vicky to decide. But I think canonically, though, I did get two baskets out of Patrick's house, and that's what the cats are storing.
Right. Okay, and they're rolled 14. I rolled 14 d20s, and I rolled 135 total.
The cats are flying. They've sprouted wings and are gently circling us.
You rolled under the average, John.
135 divided by 14. That is...
Oh, no, you did get us. Oh, yeah, it's under the average. 9 points
on
each.
That's 9.6, so the cats rolled a 9.
Okay.
Well, you don't roll for my cat. Okay, fine. What's going on? What's happening?
You look about 10 meters away and you can see churning and being tumbled like a rotating drum, but thus far, with the lid still on, is a pair of wicker baskets that seem to be lashed together with sort of a strap. You can see that both of the containers of your cats are about 10 meters from you.
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to swim over and secure them, put them around my shoulders or something, and use them as like flotation devices.
Totally click to them.
So Jeremy's here, the cats are here, and Zayden didn't make it.
Well, you haven't looked for Zayden.
Fine, I will look for Zayden, and then I will drown myself.
Vicky's just ranking her NPCs in order of favourites. Jeremy, the cats.
I see how it is.
Order of constitution modifier.
My sexy snake man doesn't break the top three.
Does it? Unfortunately, the cats are all 14 of the top three.
Okay, is it investigation?
It will be, yeah.
Or perception?
Go for perception.
Okay. In which case it is 15, please.
15. You duck your head under the water and you take a look and you can see coming up underneath you, looking very pale of face, but otherwise quite vital, seems to be Zayden, with Anna, the anaconda, wrapped around his shoulders. He breaks the water and he says...
He's so eloquent. That's why I love him. That right there is the gift of the gab. That's why I've chosen my new spell, Gift of the Gab. I couldn't match his gab before. Now, brilliant. We both give good gab. Okay. All right.
Can we look for our horses?
Of course you can look for your horses.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Flash, my dog.
Baklava! Yes.
You can see, as I genuinely was Googling last night, horses and dogs, and in fact cats, can swim. So you can see that your horses are all, they all have a base athletics modifier that would mean they wouldn't drown. So they all have a relatively passable time swimming over to you.
Okay, I saddle up on
your Google search history is going to get you on a list.
You have no idea the weird shit I Googled last night.
I saddle up on Cupcake and go, hey, let's go. and do the little squeeze.
Okay. In this stormy water, Cupcake does her best, but she struggles.
At a girl.
She tries to gallop forward and just dunks the pair of you underneath and then pops up. She sort of rotates.
I feel like if I know this place well, and I did grow up here, I feel like I could do a nature check at maybe advantage to see if I know like roughly the nearest place we could physically stand.
Absolutely. If you're figuring out, make this a survival check.
All right, cool. I do not have good survival, but I roll okay. 16, please.
16, all right. So you can see there are various rocks just sort of spattered along this this sort of section of the sea. As you look up, you can see there is the Etienne Regius sky, which you are devastatingly familiar with. It's kind of this murky blue, pricked with beautiful stars.
The Etienne Regius sky off. Yeah. Several seconds before I go, oh no, people are drowning and we should probably go for the rocks now.
So as you all swim over to the rocks, Sally, it becomes increasingly clear to you that you have arrived back in the place that you tried so hard to leave. You are stranded in the sea at Etienne Regia. Jeez. All of you manage to get vaguely to the stone. Some of you in a better situation than others.
I ride Cupcake bravely along through the water. My beautiful Cupcake, seahorse.
Cupcake does her best and she is going to have to roll. You should get off your horse. Oh,
don't tell me what to do.
Okay, Cupcake's head goes under the water.
No, I will not drown poor Cupcake. I'll begrudgingly roll off into the water.
I will carry both Jeremy and Cherry Pie. Not Jeremy, sorry. Sorry, Jeremy's your problem. Zayden. I will carry both Zayden and Cherry Pie. Wow. Yeah, I'll be presumptuous. I pick up the wrong boyfriend. I go, oh, crap, sorry.
Wrong boyfriend, Sally.
He goes, it's okay. It's the jackets, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm very good, Vicky.
It's like when my boyfriend's flatmate bleached his hair and I patted his bum because he had the same hair as my boyfriend at the time. So I was like, oh, hello, and he looked so disturbed.
I have to share this story. We surprised my mum in Barcelona a couple of years ago for her birthday, and it was during the Fringe. It was a whole thing. So basically me and Viv had to leave at like 3 a.m. to go to Barcelona to see my mum. We were so tired. We were hanging out with the whole family after we surprised her, absolutely exhausted. We'd done a photo, like we'd all sat on the sofa together to get a nice photo. And Viv saw what she thought was me in front of her, leaned forward and tenderly kissed the top of my brother's head. And he said absolutely nothing and just thought, let's just not talk about this until Viv realized. And she was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. And I think if she hadn't said anything, I just think he would have never brought up, which is so good.
Lucky brother.
Yeah, that's wholesome. Can I sit in front of him next photo? Lovely warm moment.
Yeah. She didn't pat his butt.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm assuming I'm hauling two baskets of cats. I'm probably last up on the rock, unless Gwathra and you are tailing behind for some reason.
I'm just swimming towards the rocks.
Yeah. When I finally scramble up, I'm going to say, guys, I have some terrible news. I think the city of Summers has been flooded.
With this weird, clear substance. What's it called again? I can't remember.
This is this should be the university, right?
Yeah, this more is like the city of bombers, am I right?
I tell them nothing of what I know.
Oh, okay.
Unless looks they like ask me.
Looks like we're stuck in this new city. Time to make a proper go of it.
I like that can-do attitude, Archie.
But, right, we're going to need some kind of shelter.
Right.
Kataib, can we use those baskets, maybe?
No. I think the cats have been through enough.
Well, good teamwork. That's good.
Is there any more of the land that we can see beyond these rocks? Is there a shoreline or anything?
You take a look around, and from horizon to horizon, it is choppy waves, churning froth, and this dark sky.
What?
Okay,
all right. There's land over there. I'm not necessarily saying I'm going to come with you, but I'm thinking
How could you possibly know that, Sally?
Look, we can talk about this when we get to the shore. Let's fucking
bounce. Yeah. I'm going to say that in order for us to send any message there, I could use Find Familiar and send a bird.
Send two butts.
Or at least I can, because I can, I'm gonna get two butts again. Two butts Murphy's back.
Oh, my merciful brain had made me forget the existence of two butts.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Amazing. Right.
Suddenly I don't feel so bad anymore.
Two butts is a red kite, right? A hawk?
Two butts is, I believe, a hawk. I'm going to have a little check if I can have any more sea-friendly bird, but I'd imagine he can still fly at sea if he's a hawk.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's not one of those... Yeah, it's not. I don't have to summon a seagull in order to use a bird at sea. Because that would be freakishly, freakishly specific. Oh, all your spells work, but not near water.
Yeah.
Because I've only got a choice of bat, cat, crab, frog, hawk, lizard, octopus, owl, poisonous snake, fish, which could have been useful earlier. It takes an hour to make one. Rat, raven, seahorse! Spider or weasel.
Okay, so you haven't got a puffin.
Those seahorses, I'm afraid I don't have a puffin, but those seahorses and octopi are going to come in useful later.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting eight butts.
Yes!
Technically, it would be 16 butts, right?
They're all going to be a number of butts, and I will let you know as soon as I cast one. Every time, and it's going to be randomized because it's got nothing to do with the number of legs. That's what you think. The riddle is like, oh, you think it's the number of legs, and it's actually like how horny they are or something. Okay, so I'm
just so you know, find
out of ten.
Find Familiar summons the same familiar spirit, so it would always be the spirit of two butts, but in different shapes. So you can call all the different shapes whatever you like, but it will always be two butts at heart.
Oh, but you know how you have coronavirus and COVID-19? Can two butts be specific to the hawk?
Of course.
Murphy is the family name.
You can have lots of names, yeah.
Of course.
So what, Hearty is Murphy, but the hawk is two butts.
Of course.
Okay, all right. I'm going to spend some time summoning two butts in that case, because I need two butts, I feel.
Okay.
If you want, Sasha, you could call the new one Bumpsworthy Tut, which is an anagram of two butts Murphy.
Ooh.
Or Bumpy Thrust What?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bumpy Thrust What?
Oh, and that is W-O-T, I'm afraid, but...
or BTW.
Love
thrust
it.
What Bumpy?
Or Bum Throws Putty.
Yeah, BTP. That's a good one.
Which one do you want, Sal?
I'm gonna so far it's gonna be two butts because it's gonna be the two same butts. Hawk. And amazing. Then later when we get into octopi and seahorses, we're gonna get creative.
Incredible.
But for now. And I don't think a crab would be that useful either. Yeah, I'm going to say I want an aerial view rather than an under the water. What's going on?
Very good. You see a red haired mermaid? She's quite little. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought.
AL.
Under the sea.
Oh, do you want an aerial view?
Under the
sea. Oh, no.
I knew it was a pun and I didn't know what the pun was on and I thought I'd skate over it, Vicky.
I know, but I told you
that.
And
it wasn't optional. It wasn't optional, the pun, no. Was it?
You were like, this is clearly not a plot point. I was like, oh, but it's mandatory. So you sit down for an hour.
The plot
or so.
Is optional. The fun is mandatory.
Exactly.
Your motto for D&D right there.
God, wait, no, the plot is not optional. The plot is very much compulsory. So you settle down and you spend an hour summoning two bats. For this hour, if anyone else would like to do anything else, feel free. Otherwise...
Can I just say, I have to use incense and herbs and I feel like there'll be a gust of wind and all the herbs just go... like, for fuck's sake, this place! This is why I moved! This is why I moved right here! It's all the fucking herbs in the wind! How do you do magic here? This sucks! God, I hate it!
God, I think that's the most I've heard Sally chat talk. Yeah.
I go, Sally, would you like some more herbs? I can go and get some for you.
I go, no, I'm my own woman now and I have my own, but if you could stand there to block out the wind, that would actually be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, yes, I'll be your windbreaker.
Thank you.
All right, listen, should we just like recap what's happened so we can make a plan for what the fuck we're going to do?
Okay, so I was in a joust right at the start, right? And I had a battle against...
Ten hours later, skip forward, skip to the end.
So then we got to the City of Cats, right? And Kataib, that's his home. And
fast forward on the DVD.
And the belts and the butts.
Gosh, we...
And the mechanical creatures that we enjoyed.
We always knew that the Professor Padgett's machine wasn't guaranteed to work. It was an experiment.
All lived hornily ever after. Oh no, we've gone too far. Back.
And I have a feeling... I have no idea where we are.
Sally, but, you seem to have a bit of a problem with this place. Where the fuck are we?
Hell.
As you say that,
I say it as dramatically as I can, but my hair's like
L. Did you just see L? Hell.
Yeah.
Hell.
As you say that,
the mouth of hell is what I say, making mouth deadly eye contact with you and going.
Oh my God, we've gone to hell.
It's very like difficult to be menacing in the wind if you have long hair.
I think
me and Kataib are like, yeah, tell me about it.
Indeed.
It's not a good hair day for any of us, really, is it?
I think she might. Really, where are we, Sally?
How much of the world surrounding do the lads know? Because they don't know where I'm from.
Mm.
I'm very secretive. They won't know. I wouldn't have been like, hey, I'm from over there. Mm. So do those guys know of the other settlements, or is it just nothing?
So some of you would have heard of the other settlements. Definitely, Gwethryn, you have heard tales of the other settlements. Venta made sure that you knew bits and pieces about them. You would... Kataib, you would have heard of this as kind of a distant place, but you would have really no reason to look into it. And Archie, it would have been relevant only in so much as there are a couple of people in the City of Summers who travelled from Etienne Regia.
Sure.
But no one knows any particular amount of detail about this place, only Sally seems to.
And where we are now, where can we see any people or settlements? What's the land like? Are we on a beach?
No, you're on this kind of clump of rocks in the middle of the ocean.
I know roughly how far from, because I know where the city is. Do I know roughly how far the city is?
No, you have no way to tell, unfortunately. You can't see on the horizon. But between your hands, as you finish up this ritual, two butts emerges in this kind of glittering burst of silvery light.
Two butts!
Oh my God, we can't truly be in hell. There's two butts.
Yes.
Unless... Two Butts has gone to hell as well. Oh, Two Butts, what did you do?
You'll never find
what
out.
What did we do?
Oh, no.
It's good to see you.
I mean, no one can tie us here. It's because he killed 14 cats. But why are the rest of us in hell?
All your cats are fine.
I have checked. I'm checking on my cats, yeah. They okay?
All your cats are fine, yeah.
I chuck a bit of jerky in their baskets. Be calm, kittens. I will get to dry land as soon as I can. And I put them on Baklava and make sure they're mounted securely on Baklava's back.
Okay. Baklava does her best to hold a steady position on these kind of water-swept rocks. So Two Butts flies up into the air and you send him off to take a look around for any land. You can look through his eyes, Sally. And so as you do, you are flying above this what seems to be this choppy, endless ocean. You can see these stars that you grew to hate. But not so far away from you, maybe only 10 minutes or so, you spot a vessel. It seems to be larger than anything that your companions would ever have seen. But for you, you would recognize it as a large keel boat. So it's a boat with a single deck, one mast, and kind of a patched up sail. From the sides of the boat, you can see a radial network of glass tubes and metallic prongs, dulled by age. And on the front, there seems to be a small wooden model of a rotund seabird. You can see two figures marching from side to side, kind of dealing with this apparatus in and sort of monitoring it and trying to make notes in some kind of heavy leather-bound books. But the main figure, and you say that they would be the main figure because of the size of their hat, seems to be...
Which is how you tell at sea whether somebody's important. It's a big hat.
Precisely.
Is that true?
In the City of Summers, it's number of belts.
Yeah.
Wherever we are, it's
number of cats in the City of Cats.
Yeah. You can tell that this hat figure seems to have large ears, mottled orange-grey skin. They seem to be about the height of Gwethryn, and as you send Two Butts closer, you see that this figure is a goblin of some kind.
Anyone I recognize on the boat? I feel like no. I know the boating community, but not these guys. Okay, these cool. Guys.
I'm very big in the boating community.
Get anything, Sally? You got anything?
Don't interrupt. I'm gonna fly closer to them and see if I can eavesdrop because I can change between eyes and ears.
Absolutely. Okay, so Two-Butts takes a swoop down. Are you trying to be stealthy about this, or are you just
I'm gonna
going
to give it a go? Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and roll stealth with Two-Butts's stats, please.
Fantastic. That is 17. I don't know.
You just look up hawk stats on DDB, and it should be there.
Yeah, because I have no fucking idea. Okay. So I rolled a 17, so it's not awful.
Very good, very good.
But I will see what the hawk stats are. Oh, there they are. Excellent, fantastic. And that is with... I don't have stealth.
I guess it's
I just
plus
have the
three,
basic
right,
ones because it's strength, dex. Is it dex?
It's plus three? It just goes off dex,
it's just
yeah.
dex, isn't it? So that will be a 20, please. Dirty 20.
Fantastic. A filthy dirty 20. So you send Two-Butts swooping around and he manages to subtly land sort of on the top of this small cabin. You can hear the pair of people monitoring the equipment are very quiet, and occasionally the captain with the large hat, this goblin, seems to be saying, "Steady there, make sure that she comes in well, and then she goes out well again. Mind those vials there, they're fragile, and make sure you get that heading, all right?"
Does he know what the fuck he's talking about, or is he just saying words at this point?
She knows exactly what she's talking about, but she is being played by an idiot, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, because I thought maybe like she was pretending to be a captain, yeah. And I was like, oh, that is not sea talk.
I thought
no,
so too.
Absolutely devastating that. To me that that's your interpretation, and wow. I'm crushed. So I was.
You
so
did say, no see one. That it goes in and then goes back out again.
Yeah, I mean, yes, that was absolutely hilarious. I did.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
But can I just for 1 second... About a year and a bit ago, Vicky made fun of me mercilessly in front of a live audience of people for not knowing the correct names of parts of a ship on an adventure that was had like a ship in it. And then she made them all up for the rest of the hour, right?
Oh,
and I just, ooh, shame, Vicky, shame.
Sounds like that was
Hypocrisy,
hilarious.
Hypocrisy, thy name is Hawley.
This okay. explains so much about yeah. your relationship.
Sounds like Vicky's only okay. guilty of being incredibly funny.
Hey, John, you can have DM's inspiration. No.
No, you relay this back to us, Sally?
Yes, I relay back. Hawley, shame. Okay.
Who is Hawley?
Exactly. I'm just going to confuse everyone. All right. So as far as... can I try and perceive whether these are like... pirates, or if they're
they
like, hey,
like
merchanty folk, not
they don't really look like merchants either. You
is there what can I tell about these people?
You can tell that they've got a.
Do like a history check or something?
They've got a boat, and we're stranded on a rock. That's what you can tell, I reckon.
They've got a boat covered in strange technology.
Everybody's
that you
got
haven't
an
seen.
Extra dose of sass today. Can I just say that everybody took extra sass before coming here?
You can see that they've got a single decked boat that seems to be covered with a whole series of strange arcane contraptions. You Whoa. Can see, if you watch a little longer, one of the crew members draws from this kind of strange series of metallic tubes and prongs a small vial that looks very much like cloud, except there's a ripple of tiny lightning through it.
Can I do an arcana check on him?
They draw this vial from it, and then they just carry it into the back cabin. You would know that it looks like the sky, but this doesn't seem like any kind of magic you've seen before.
Okay, cool. So there's nothing I can tell about it. All right, cool. Well, I mean, I can send my hawk back to me, send him a note, and send him back to be like, hello, innocent people stranded on rock, problem.
Let me try something new, Sally. Is it dark out? Is it dark or light out?
Yes, it's dark.
And there's no, we can't see any land, and this is the first sign of any life mm-hmm. around us. Okay, I'm going to try something. Let me try something. Forget the note. If this doesn't work, you can send the note. And I clap my hands together and rub them. And then I cast Moonbeam, like 10 feet away from us, like in the sea, like 10 feet away from us. Oh, and that causes a silvery beam of pale light, 40 foot high cylinder, 5 foot wide, centered at a point within range. So yeah, about, 50 feet away from us.
Okay, amazing. I see that, get very excited, and I go, "Father." And then I get my flaming sword and I wave it back and forth.
I'm worried that it's going to attract a bunch of people rather than these scientist dudes.
I look over at Sally as I'm waving my like aeroplane landing baton and I go, should I?
I turn to everyone and I go, pirate infested waters. Should we not attract all of the attention?
How do you know it's pirate infested, Sally? Do you know this place? Where are we?
I do know this place. And it's crap, and we're getting out. And there are some people who don't look dangerous over there.
I'm worried the psychopath Mr. Bean is going to show up.
Yeah.
You're worried the what?
The psychopath Mr. Bean is going to show up.
I don't understand.
That's how he appears in the TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's a very 80s, 90s reference.
Very, very good.
I sadly say father, and my sword goes out and I sheath it. I go, sorry, Sally.
It's all right. Right, I have a plan. If it has attracted anybody awful, I'm going to cast fog cloud and hide us all.
Okay, but look, we've been on this cold rock for an hour and I'm fucking shitting myself. Anything that we can walk on.
There's a ship. We're going to get the ship. We're gonna bring it over here.
Right.
So yeah, I've cast Moonbeam in the attempt of creating a lighthouse of sorts and hoping to attract the ship's attention.
Amazing. So you extend your hand, and this blast of moonlight explodes into the water. You would notice actually, Kataib, since you're used to having a moon, there is no moon. There are just stars here. So this burst of brilliant energy kind of explodes into the water. You keep it going as long as you can, and gradually you see on the horizon. There seems to be one mast of sails. There's one sail. Sally, if you send two butts out, you can indeed see that it is this strange research vessel.
Oh, good.
You wait as it sails over. It takes maybe 5-10 minutes. But by the time the large keelboat kind of hauls up next to you, you can see the goblin captain. She snaps her fingers and the two members of the crew haul her onto their shoulders, and she peers over the side and she says, "What in the rootin' tootin' tarnation is going on here?"
A western pirate. Okay, I'm so excited.
Good evening.
Good evening to you.
We're cold and wet and in desperate need of salvation. Any chance we can hitch a ride upon your big wooden camel?
And I go, Sally, are these ones cool?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Well, this one here is the good old ship, the Albatross. She's a reliable, beautiful research ship. And my name is Captain Malira Lowe. I've been sailing this there ship for nigh on 50 years, which makes me either very old or very lucky. Either way, I'd be more than happy to let you find folks and all of your assorted menagerie on board my ship. But first of all, would you mind acquiescing to one request, satisfying my curiosity on how exactly you got to be here? Because I do not recognize you at all. And it is the middle of the sea.
I'm gonna say, now you sound like the captain.
She says, "Thank you. I've always had this voice. I don't know what you mean." Sometimes it's a difficult voice to get into, but once you're into it, ooh, it's smooth as molasses.
I'm gonna say, thank you so much for your burgeoning hospitality, Captain.
Yes, absolutely.
And the story is a long one, but to sum up, we crossed many miles, we swam water for time, we've been searching for places to find a place of somewhere to call our own, and to be honest, we just need to get the fuck off these rocks.
Yes, sir. Yeah?
But we can tell you the whole story.
Sure,
if you need to.
I see.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm not one that let it never be said that Captain Malirolo would leave a poor stranded people marooned on some small rocks.
Could you spell? Could you spell that, Captain?
Malira.
Of course, Malira, M-A-L-I-R-A, low, just an L and then a little O after it.
Malirolo. Appreciated.
And Captain, the usual spelling.
Malirolo.
K-A-P-T-E-N. Got it.
She says, "Please, all of you, get on board. Welk Sprat, won't you help them?" And the two other members of the crew begin to reach over and help to haul you on. They also help to haul on the baskets of cats. They kind of steady your
careful with those fragile goods. Can you lower a board for the steeds here?
Captain Lowe says, "Oh no, our gangplank, we cannot risk it being whisked off, but we can get everybody on board." And sure enough, after a little bit of time, everybody manages to be hauled on board. Captain Malira.
I just say, naming a ship the Albatross is like, it's very bad luck, isn't it?
Why?
Is it bad luck in Vicky's world?
I'm not going to say it to her, but inside my head, I'm like, because Albatross, they're a sign of doom, but especially specifically
only
by,
if you kill
by
them.
Shippy folk. No. They're like, they're signs of like problems, big, which is why we see them as signs of doom. They're just a bird. But yeah, well, no, it's a red flag.
After being stuck on that rock, the sign of the boat is not a sign of doom.
Yeah,
right,
I'm not
now.
Not swipe left on this boat.
Yes, not indeed.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll tell you for why the albatross is our figurehead here. It's because this little albatross, and she taps the wooden statue of the albatross on the prow, the figurehead. And she says, this here albatross monitors particular things that we are used to finding. You say that albatross.
Keep conjugating, that's it.
Are a sign of, you should never conjugate a noun. That's what they taught me in captain school.
That's lesson one.
Lesson one, never conjugate a noun. Okay, get on a boat now.
And here's how you spell captain. Captain, K-A-P-T-E-N.
She says, see, we're a little attracted to doom on this boat. You see, we ride the choppiest waves, as it were. We're in charge of monitoring when things don't quite go to plan. Do you know much of the storm or the celestial fabric that makes up the world?
We are familiar, yes.
Probably most, yes.
Oh, is that so?
I think we might have just come through it a bit.
Is that so? She leans forward and she seems fascinated. She says, would you mind quite terribly telling me a little more about what that was like? We'll take you to a hearthport. Don't worry. There you'll be able to find food and rest and shelter and work.
Sounds like a fair land? Exchange to me.
Does that mean land?
Yes, Harcourt is the capital city of this here region.
So, Katib, land is like the opposite of the shiny, wet stuff. It's like hard, solid stuff.
Aha. Yes. Okay, because so normally, when I see an oasis, it's in the middle of land, but I've never seen it the other way around.
The other way, yeah, the other way. Flip that, inverse. Mm. Yeah.
The anti-oasis. I was trying to go with antithesis, but it didn't work.
It's blur.
Sisua.
Very good. That's your 90s Britpop reference for the episode.
Yeah.
You're welcome, so cool, Gen Z. That. You're going to love that one.
That was really good. As you sail on the Albatross, it takes a few hours, during which time Captain Lowe is fascinated to hear your stories of hurtling through the storm. She explains to you that she and her crew are researching tears in the celestial fabric, and she kind of gestures up to the sky when she says that. She says, well, recently, of course, it's been getting a little more chaotic. The celestial fabric was obviously set there many years and years, centuries ago, to protect us from the storm. But unfortunately, over the last 10 years, unsurprisingly, things have got only worse, and now we're tracking tears in this thing pretty regularly. That's what these jars are, by the way, and she taps the one of these large mason jars that seems to be filled with this cloud-like substance you saw them pulling out of the vials earlier. And she said, yeah, this is where I distill my pale ales. And this one over here is, I hate to tell you, but this is a bit of the storm itself.
Early bit of the storm. Yeah. You wouldn't have heard of it.
Yeah, when it was just a rainy day.
I'm gonna lean in and say, you ever seen anything fall through one of these tears?
Sure. Well, not personally, but certainly met folk that did. I mean, you four for a start. Six plus your horses and whatnot.
Plus 14 cats.
Yeah, tears in the celestial what? Sorry.
The celestial fabric.
These tears. Do you think they are made by people or? Are they just wear and tear?
All I know is that it used to be maintained by the god Journey and the goddess Hearth, but, well, needless to say, I suppose you folk aren't from around here, so you wouldn't know what goes on or what's been going on recently with the twin gods, but ain't nobody seen the goddess Hearth for years. And her place, the Regent Company, is taken over, but, The Region Company ain't all they say they're cracked up to be, and certainly they don't have it in them to repair the sky. Hence why we're more of freelancers than necessarily an organized group, but we do our best to maintain and monitor where we can and compile the information, me and a couple other crews.
Nice. Self-employed. I like it.
Exactly. Did you know that if somebody doesn't pay my invoice within 30 days, I can add a £40 charge?
As per really?
Bank of England. Yeah, I suppose so. I think that's
darling.
Right.
Good tip.
Yeah,
mad interest at the Bank of England base rate. Yeah,
there you go. It's the Bank of Edinburgh base rate.
On the other side of this fabric?
The other side of this fabric, why it's a storm.
No, I want to hear more about this Bank of England base rate, please.
So you see, every year, the Bank of England updates the base rate. to adjust to inflation.
So we fall through the tear.
Unless you started off in here, you certainly ended up in here. There's only one way in, one way out. Unless you came through the passage, you must have come through the storm. I suppose you would have known if you came through the passage.
Yes. Mm. Yes, then none of us are from here, right?
Yeah, I don't know why you're getting harp on this, Kataib. We were going through the storm and then we fell out and now we're here.
So I'll pick that up and explain that we were using an experimental device between two cities and it seems to have gone a little bit wrong. We've ended up dunked in the water here.
Well, boy, oh boy, I suppose that means that y'all don't have any documents on you. No port licenses, travel permits, trade forms, fishing licenses.
Well, of course, I pull out my new contract with the Shah as the royal advisor and go, I come representing the city of Katz. I'm a Vigilani and now royal advisor to the Shah. And if you don't mind, I might be documenting our experiences here and reporting back to him on a future date. That is my authority.
You can be absolutely sure you will have no problem from me, but the Port Authority might not see it that way. I'm willing to see if I can get you all in there, but you're going to have to squish into the cabin while we head through the spit out front. Is that all right with you?
Could I offer to forge these documents?
You can certainly try. We have legitimate port licenses here at the...
What would be the issue with us coming through? Are we not allowed to be here?
Oh, well, no, it's just, every port, you must have a port license to operate, and they're issued by the Regent's Company. If you are on our research vessel and we did not register you on going out, then that might compromise our insurance forms, and essentially the company will be not particularly pleased at the sudden addition of 6 people plus various horses and cats and a dog.
Yeah, it's like going into Australia. They've got very strict animal regulations, and we're bringing in a lot of animals.
And yet people still try and sneak in lizards, like Australia doesn't have enough lizards.
That's not a nice thing to say about
read the room, people.
So as you all consider
good one, Dan.
These documents,
it's not a lizard.
And Gwathryn, you are showing these documents in an attempt to forge them. We're going to take a little 5-minute break.
Hey, I'm back. Hey, while Gwathryn takes a look at those documents, I thought I'd take the chance just to remind you fine folks of the different ways you can support the show. If you're enjoying Vicky's World, you can of course find us on all the social medias and express your love to us directly. This makes us feel warm and bubbly, plus provides our egos with the necessary sustenance to continue bringing you our fantabulous adventures. Just search for Vicky's World RPG. But guess what else? You can also help pay the bills. Running Vicky's World isn't cheap. It takes a lot of time to put together. We have to pay certain techno wizards to make all the whiz-buttery buzz and whir. And of course, it's our pleasure to put forward our own gold pieces to make this happen. But any and all help is much appreciated. If you want to chip in too, you can head to ko-fi.com/Vicky's World RPG and make a one-off donation or subscribe for a monthly donation, which gains you some perks, including exclusive artwork for your devices, or even getting one of our characters or places named after you. You'll also get a shout out in the podcast. Like right now, our very first ever patron is Expralite Monk. We love you, Hannah. Thank you so much for this and all the amazing fan art you lovingly sculpt with your extremely talented hands. You can join her ranks and buy us a natural 20 at ko-fi.com/Vicky's World RPG. That's ko-fi.com/Vicky's World RPG. Okay, back to the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Gwathryn, do you want to roll me a skill check using your forgery kit?
Oh, well, I've got a calligraphy kit. Is that the thing I can use?
No, unfortunately. Oh. Well, you can try, but it'll be a higher DC.
Is it higher than just not using that?
No. Having that will be better than just using random ink. But
and is this a deception check?
It's going to be it's sleight of hand, yeah. So it will be your D20 plus your proficiency bonus plus your sleight of hand. And you can just go straight dex. But
I rolled a 19.
Very nice.
My proficiency and the proficiency in, well, whatever that is. I mean, my sleight of hand is plus 12. But is that only for lockpicking?
Yeah, only for lockpicking.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. In which case, it's just plus 6, so that's 25.
Only the plus 6. Is that with the proficiency bonus or...?
Yes, I'm proficient at sleight of hand.
Wonderful. All right, in that case, with a 25, yeah, you managed to edit to the extent where even Captain Lowe's, Lowe seems to be impressed as you kind of unfurl her variety of documents, her port license, her travel permit, her research permit, things like that, and you edit them subtly to make it appear as if you were always members of this crew.
We were always
crew.
On this
nice.
Crew. We were always members of this crew. That's the story.
Yes.
We're always members of this crew.
Amazing. So Captain Valyria seems genuinely impressed and she says, oh, me oh my, I reckon that you could have a pretty good career as some kind of nefarious fellow if you want it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'd never do that, mate.
No, Captain Lowe, you've got Gwathryn all wrong. He is on the level.
I'm a holy man. I'm a holy man.
Are you
man
really?
Of the, man of the cloth. Absolutely. One of the most honourable men I've ever met.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it wouldn't be a hearth or journey you follow. Would you mind telling me a little more about your faith?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's kind of you to ask. From where I'm from, we worship the goddess of summer, who protects and looks after our city, and provides the bounty of the crop and of the animals and of all the people. And, it's an everyday faith in many ways. We worship the goddess. We thank her for looking over us. And try to maintain the balance in the city.
One more time with feeling, Gwathryn.
I don't want to be like, my God's better than your God.
You can if you like.
There's no, I don't. I think Gwathryn's politic about stuff. He's just like,
That makes sense. She says, well, that sounds like a particularly appealing faith for where you're from. Ooh. How lovely.
How about you?
Oh, well, the faith here is a little different. You see, we have twin guards. It's quite strange to hear of only one. There's Journey, of course, who is the god of adventure. Journey places bounties across the sea, and those brave folk seek it out, and then they come back home laden heavy with treasure and stories. But of course, what's important in adventuring is having a home to come back to. So we have Hearth, who is the goddess of civilization, culture, somewhere to come home to. Home, for lack of a better word. She's the one in charge of making sure that cities run fairly, that families and the vulnerable are protected, that people reinvest.
There's an audible ha at families and vulnerable are protected from Sally.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, has up until this point just crawled into a ball and went...
Oh, Sally! Sally, what's wrong? I give you a little glass of milk. Sally...
Where did you get the milk?
It's so rancid, Sally.
Yeah, it's milk. Pretty lumpy by now.
Is it cat milk?
You either
one of the horses and lactate.
I gently place my hands over Katayab and just move the milk away and go, Sally, are you okay?
I'll turn to the captain and I'll be like, so back to land? Going back to land?
Absolutely.
Cool.
We'll talk later.
How long till back to land time?
Oh, only a couple of hours.
Cool.
Why, are you nervous?
Excellent. Or? Lovely. Yeah, just very nervous at sea.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, but that's okay.
I had my money on you being the most likely one to be from here, but evidently not.
Nope. Turns out, no. I lie.
Fair enough.
Maybe
do
before...
I need to roll a deception check, or am I convincing?
Go ahead and roll a deception check.
Why did
anyway,
I suggest it?
No, you always do it. You always do it.
No, it's
Sasha.
Because I feel like there should. Oh, my deception's plus seven. It would be very
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah, you're fine.
14.
Okay, yeah, you get the impression she's not going to pry.
Before we get to the land, if we're going to pretend to be part of your crew, maybe you should tell us a bit about your crew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What positions are we going to be? I will be. Can I be a first mate? That's a pirate thing, isn't it? Archie has only read like pirate stories.
I think let's let the captain decide, Archie. Like, I mean,
you're right, first mate.
Yes.
you're right, Bosun Gwathryn.
Sounds good. I'm on board.
nice Catalone, on board. That's
thank you.
Good.
Catalone laughs and she says, this is a very small vessel. Really, we should only really be operating with a crew of about six or so.
Okay, so, got you. I'll be cabin boy.
Should we be specialists on your scientific investigations?
I think that's perhaps a good idea. See, Welkin Spratt, they've been volunteering with the radial monitors for some time, so perhaps you could be new volunteers trying to seek out tears in the celestial fabric and hints of the
got
storm.
It. Okay, Welk, I'm with you, Welk. Make me a salty man of the sea.
The first thing you do is you have to say arr a lot.
Oh, I can do that. Arr?
Arr. No, you got right? to say it arr. With feeling.
Ah.
Arr. Arr. No, more like you're arr. Growling at a great kraken that's raised up behind the waves.
Arr.
Oh, there he goes. I arr. Like a fearsome dolphin.
I'm a bad sea boy.
I can do it. Arr.
Yes, good.
Arr. Me matey. Yes. Arr.
Oh, this is good.
Who else we got, Captain?
What you mean? Oh,
what
no,
other
sorry.
Positions?
What the fuck you mean? You talking about?
what other positions are?
Well, there aren't really. There aren't really positions in this one, but once we get to port, I'll tell you. In Hearthport, that's where most of the ships sail from, and I'll be honest with you, I've got a connection to a certain somebody who I think might be able to help you out on your little problem of being flung far away from your homes. But she doesn't work for cheap.
Oh, much obliged. Oh
well. She doesn't work for cheap. Nobody does these days. Nobody can afford it.
Legit.
So...
Tell me about it.
My recommendation is once in Hearthport, I'll take you to meet her at the Mermaid and Oyster Tavern. You've had a bit of a chat with her, then there tend to be folk looking for crew based in the lower levels of the Mermaid and Oyster that don't tend to ask too many questions. I'd highly recommend seeking work there, unless you've the money to pay for it already.
Well, we're not.
No,
exactly.
We definitely don't have any gold on us. Oh.
I dropped my coin purse in the ocean, unfortunately.
Gold? Well, how sweetly quaint. No, no, no. Nobody accepts gold around here. You gotta have crowns. Well, that's the official currency. You gotta have crowns.
Crowns?
Oh, why are you doing this to us?
What's the exchange rate?
Crowns?
It's very poor, I'm afraid. You see, nobody really trades in gold anymore except for its base value as fan jewellery. The crowns were brought in perhaps 100 years ago or so with the Regent Company, and now they're pretty much everything anyone has.
Oh, but come on, Captain Lowe. What are you going to make crowns out of? Silver? I think not. Yes.
Wood?
Wood? Don't make me laugh.
Ice?
They're made of
ice is quite good.
Let's
actually
keep suggesting materials.
Fire.
And ink.
Jealousy.
Rubber.
Cat poo. I've got lots of that.
Juice.
I think glass. I need a third basket just for the cat poo I have.
Papaya.
I'm going to scuttle this entire boat. Okay. So, as you proceed on, you can see on the horizon eventually a glowing skyline. A network of smaller lights wink their ways up the sides of a rough, staggered cliff, waves breaking on the spits of land that cradle the bay.
Above this weeps.
Okay. Above this skirt of seafoam and lanterns, you see a crown on top of these cliffs of hundreds of grand buildings, illuminated with bright lights of every shade, filling the gloom with luminous neons. Some of these bright buildings appear to be almost palatial, spires and domes sparkling with changing colours, while others impress with sheer size, towering over the bay like giants. This is Hearthport, as the captain tells you, the capital of Etienne Regia. As you approach the spits of land, he asks you all to please kindly prepare yourselves as much as you can. And her assistants guide the horses to sort of be, and Peony, to be sort of calm and steady as you sail back in. As you approach the spits, you can see there are two guard towers made of this cliff stone. An attendant steps forward and the albatross slows to a stop. You can hear Malira has a short and relatively convincing conversation with the attendant. It shows her papers. You can see the attendant is dressed in kind of navy and red and seems to have a crown emblem embroidered onto his sleeve. After a few moments of suspense, he steps back with a nod and he lets you pass through. The sights and smells that greet you in this bay are quite different to the grand sight of the buildings on the cliffs above. This bay seems to harbour perhaps 100 ships, very few as small as the Albatross, many with several masts and plenty of signs of wear and tear. You can see several jetties protruding from the rough grey stone beach, and its main feature of this bay is something you smell before you see. Either side of the main road up the cliff that seems to be flanked by grand administrative buildings, there are 10 or 11 rickety scaffolding constructions, and one of them is occupied. You watch as a crew of perhaps 20 or so folk clamber up and down the scaffolding or hang from it with ropes on pulleys and hack into a massive rotting something. It's colossal, perhaps the size of one of the bigger ships here, and you catch a sight of an amber eye rolled back in its head. Sally, for you, it's impossible to tell whether this thing was once some kind of whale or a giant squid or something else entirely, given what butchery has been done to it. But either way, the stench turns your stomach. Welcome to Cutthroat Harbour, says Captain Lowe as you dock.
Sally, what was that thing?
Whale.
How are my cats reacting to this fishy smell?
They're horrified. It's gross. This is okay. Like solidly fetid, putrid. You suspect it's been hacked at for several days already, but they're still having to go at it. Your cats hide back in the baskets.
Hush, 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 Olive. Hush, Hamdan. Hush, hush, Baklava too. Hush,
here we go.
Fatty.
Here we go.
Hush, Feroz. Hush, Butterbean. Hush, Fatouche. Hush, Bean. Hush, Mayada. Hush, Halim. Hush, Craig. Hush, Kalthum. Hush, Travolta. Hush, Bilbo.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's better than Travolta.
I throw a few mice in the basket.
And apparently there's butterbean and bean.
Travolta is my favorite. All the other ones I can take or leave.
Welk Roundhouse kicks the baskets of cats off the boat.
Oh!
no, he doesn't.
I go, yes, kill Welk. You.
You wouldn't.
Welk, don't worry. They weren't going to last long anyway. Good call.
You dock, you see there is a second set of administrative buildings with attendants waiting at them, but Malira presents the papers again and you all disembark happily. Malira says to you, all right, this is Cutthroat Harbour and the Mermaid and Oyster Tavern is but a few minutes walk away if everybody is happy to come with.
Yeah, absolutely. I could do with a drink.
All right.
Yes, a drink.
I just look over at Sally. Sally, you all right?
I look tense.
Captain,
that's
give us
all
a
I've
moment.
Got.
Captain,
I'm
could
good.
You give us
I'm
a
good.
Moment?
Sure. Let's just go.
She's good. Let's go.
Fine. All right. So the captain leads you up. She leaves Welk and Sprat to gather the data and dismantle the contraptions on the Albatross. And she leads
as we
you-
go, I look at Welk and go, argh.
He goes, arr, now you got it, me hearty.
Yes, Welk, yes.
So you are led up into this network of houses, in effect, set into the side of the cliff face. They seem to be particularly small, and it only takes you a few moments to reach the Mermaid and Oyster. Its salt-encrusted stone walls hold several murky windows shaped like scallop shells. And as you step in, the stench of Cutthroat Harbour mingles with the smells of sweat, wet wool, and bubbling seafood stew. It is packed in here, and the decor is suitably tasteless. Wooden statues of merfolk swim and leap, hanging from the ceiling and protruding from the walls. And a morose-looking blue-skinned elf in the corner pulls an equally morose-sounding tune from a wheezing accordion. Malira leads you through a throng of humanoids and past the bar, opening a door that leads to a staircase that leads you upstairs. A heavy wooden door sits at the end of a narrow corridor full of rooms, and Malira knocks several times, and then several more times. Eventually, you hear a grumble and the door creaks open. A half-orcish woman, soot smeared on her face and a pair of goggles high on her head, peers out. She looks to be maybe in her mid-30s, and crawling over her shoulder is a minuscule rat that seems to be made of dull brass and every so often emits a puff of steam. Yep.
The captain's come up with us, hasn't she?
Yes, absolutely.
And she's just not responding.
If you want, the captain will explain.
Captain. Just look hopefully at the captain. Like,
yeah. feels like your contact here, Captain.
Yeah. She says, all right, okay, I realize. This here is Miss Aludra. She is the finest artillerist I've ever had the pleasure of making the acquaintance of.
Could you spell that, Captain?
Aludra, O-L-U-D-R-A, Aludra.
And she's the finest what?
Artillerist.
Artillerist, wonderful.
She's something of an inventor, would that be fair to say? And Aludra says, "I call me what you like."
Nice. And, good.
The captain says, Aludra, I found this four plus these two, this lovely halfling and this handsome human man with the snake. I found all of them washed up, marooned in the middle of the ocean. I wonder if perhaps you might be able to give us a little insight into what you're doing. I think they would be most interested. And Aludra says, fine, I'm a... Look, obviously you're going to get caught by the company, so there's not much point sticking around with you lot, but for what it's worth, I'm currently working on a particularly complicated contraption that is designed to help people transfer through the storm. Unfortunately, I'm somewhat lacking in funds. Maybe someone downstairs will help you in the several hours you have before Regent Company agents come and haul you off.
How would they know we're here? And why would they take us? What the fuck? We're doing nothing wrong.
I presume that you don't have licenses to be here. You don't have an Arthport license or any identification papers. But don't look at me. I didn't design it. I think they're all messed up.
Now, that's where you're wrong, Miss Aludra. my good friend Gwathryn here has sorted us out with all the documentation we need. Isn't that right, Gwathryn?
Have I?
I thought that was what you were doing with the documentation that you rolled the 19.
Yeah, I think that was just to get us into port.
Just the
now,
port,
Miss Aludra, turns out I was quite mistaken.
Yes, but Aludra, I think you're in luck. We are good at a fair few many things. And one thing we are not good at is getting caught, per se.
Oh.
We get tangled up, we get embroiled, we get involved, we get things done, but we don't get caught very much.
Yes, it's bad for the narrative.
And then we throw down smoke bombs and disappear.
You see?
Right, so what's that got to do with me then? Well, you're going to help me out by not getting caught?
It's something else we're good at.
Right.
Or something
Step one,
else that
don't
we
get
at
caught.
Least...
I'm good at the bagpipes, but I don't brag about it to strangers.
Do you play the bagpipes?
I'd love to hear that.
I'm really good at it.
Would it interest you to hear that we have experience in traveling with these very means of which you speak?
I suppose it would. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure I'm right already. I just don't have the funds. Simple as. Right. I'd love to hear your testimonies, but
I don't
want to
one-shot the adventure of 12 weeks. But I feel like if I, at age 16, with no money and no friends, could get out of here, and this is, I'm not saying this to her, I'm just exploring the options here. If I could do that, there's presumably a place where people fuck off and travel to the City of Summers, and we can just promise them a bunch of money when we get there, right?
Absolutely.
So, potentially, would it, like, rather than sticking around in a place, oh, also slight sort of out of game question, would I have at some point have had these documents because I existed here?
Yes, so you would have ID and things like that. You would have those documents. You wouldn't have them up to date, though. No. As for the way that you travelled, so you travelled through the passage from Harport.
Yeah.
So there's a fee for the passage authority, which you suspect is now being paid in crowns. And you also remember that you were travelling with Bill Grab through the storm, and it was a pretty traumatic experience for you, trying to get through on foot. There were a few moments where the danger levels were deadly. Of those that set off with you, maybe a third of them made it to the City of Summers. It's a really dangerous path.
I'll take it. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to be like, lads, I'm just going to walk it. I'm going to walk it. I've walked it before. I'll walk it again. I'm going to walk it.
You went
okay.
In an armored wagon before, essentially.
I'm going to do what I did before. I'll send help, but I got to get out of here because I'm not feeling any of this.
Well, okay. Sure.
And I'm a shapeshifter, so I don't say that out loud, but I'm like, you guys know this guy's, you know, and I presume they all know what I mean. So I'm like, and okay. I'm in less danger than most other people, but I'm off.
Should we, Sally, before you leave, should we have a little chat, a little sidebar with everyone,
sure,
with the gang?
Sure, sure, yeah.
Please excuse us, Miss Aludra and
boyfriends,
Captain.
Cats, boyfriends.
I don't mind what you do. I don't mind what you do or where you do it. I've got no problem with you. Welcome to Arthport. But if you do fancy somewhere to sit down, there's plenty of tables downstairs. Otherwise, if you'll excuse me, I'll get back to my work.
Sorry, just before you do that.
She's also the landlady.
No, I just rent this set of rooms.
Right. So just to be clear, you're building technology that will allow travel between the cities. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. I think we might need to come back and talk to you later, if that's all right.
Well, if you bring me back 10,000 crowns, I'll be able to fling you to whatever other cities are out there in an heartbeat. But until you get your hands on that.
Okay. How many gold would you like?
I've got no use for gold.
How about if I offer you... Oh, no, I don't know how much. Oh, yeah. How about if I give you 398 gold?
Right, that's fine. What am I going to do? Play building blocks?
You could
give it to Little Bit on my shoulder if you like. Nobody trades for gold nowadays. What are you from the past?
And what's the money for, Aludra?
It's going to be for buying various parts, lenses, gears, very technical things.
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion and make 10,000 crowns. No.
Aludra, give us... I imagine we're going to see you again because... Reasons.
I think narratively we'll probably be back.
Let's walk off to a more private spot. And
let's go get a drink.
Let's go order a drink. Sally, before you run off, can we sit and have one drink together?
We have no money for a drink, lads.
shit.
How the fuck are we going to get a drink with no money?
Malira will buy you some money.
Barter, buy us some money.
Malira will step forward and say, well, unless you have any other questions for me, I ought to get back to Wilkins Spratt. Welcome to Etienne Regier and to Hearthport. I'm sure you'll be very happy here. You all take care now. And
Malira.
She's like a stewardess, but...
Yeah.
Malira, you literally
leaves you a small pile of coins and then she's gonna leave.
Malira, you saved our life. We are indebted to you, and I'm sure we stand out like a sore thumb in this place. So if you need anything, we're right here. Okay.
You ever need any for
the next 5 minutes at least.
Yeah. Sure. You ever need any documents? You know, sorted out.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and if you ever need anything hit really hard with a sword, I go.
Sure. In fact, you could do me one favor.
Yes, Captain.
Of course.
Go on.
If you do end up taking jobs on a vessel or one of the crews recruiting downstairs and you find out anything interesting about the Celestial Fabric, I would be most intrigued to hear your report.
Consider it done, because I...
Captain Malira, it's on the list.
Yep.
Amazing. All right.
Add it as a side quest.
All right. Fantastic. Yep. I've placed it in your quest journal.
Great. We grab a round of drinks and we get a round table if Sally will join us for one drink. Sally... Just sit with us for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Here, come. Maybe this will relax your nerves.
I'll turn to Zayden and I'll be like, if I drag you under the table like we did last time when you were getting chased, go with it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Sally, what's good to drink around here?
I don't know. Just alcohol.
I'm going to have the papaya gin.
Oh, Sally, you're killing me.
We asked the bartender for the local
special.
Have the
fire whiskey.
Oh,
yes.
There is nice. As you take a look at the bar, there is a real variety of different alcohols. There's gin, whiskey, other alcohols.
Wow.
A load of liquors.
Building.
There are. Look, this. I didn't Google types of alcohol because I didn't want Google to know I'm a nerd.
I'm going to have a drink.
Google has no idea, Vicky, that you're a nerd.
This city. A dark and stormy actually exists, and it feels like that is what people here would drink. They would drink a combination of hard liquors and ginger fizzy crap.
Archie walks up to the bar looking for all the world like the most sore thumb in the world and says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dark and stormies, please, my good man. Or
coming
whoever's
right
at
up.
The bar.
Are you with Captain Clark or Captain Stern?
We are free. Captain Clark. He panics.
What about Malira?
She wasn't on the list. I look over at Sally and I think she would know. That wasn't an option. I say Captain Clark.
Right, you are. I've just got to make a note. She wanted to know how much her sailors were drinking.
Like when I try to gain entry into pubs around my area, but there's a football game and they're like, yeah, but who do you support? And I'm like, no one. I do not give a shit about the men kicking the ball. But they're like, no, but you can't come in. And I'm like, I don't care.
You have brought 7 dark and stormies, and the barman kind of nods over to, or kind of while he's serving you these drinks, you can see his eyes land on a couple of people in the corner. You can see 2 tables. One seems to have a very well-dressed captain-like person sat at. You would suspect it's another captain. She looks human, maybe in her 50s. She appears to be an impeccably turned-out sailor. She has a grand hat on. She's dressed in the navy and blue of the Regent Company. You can see around her are 4 other Regent Company sailors, all of them in impeccable uniforms. You can see at the other table, there's just 1 lady. This is a half-elven lady in sort of a battered wool waistcoat. She has golden hoop earrings and she is smoking a pipe. And as she sees you looking over to her, she kind of wiggles her fingers and then goes back to smoking.
What a seductive pirate.
Is there a table that's empty?
Yeah, definitely. You can head over to that. You are served your drinks and you settle down at the table.
All right, listen, okay. Last adventure, we sided with the underdogs. This time, let's side with the evil company. Get it knocked out, get the fuck home, yeah?
Well, let's find out
how
if
do you know they're evil?
I mean, they're running shit, they're chucking people out for no reason. They've invented a new currency so they can control everything. classic evil shit.
Look, if I've learned anything on this adventure, it's that authority is to be trusted without thought. Okay.
Yeah. So, right.
So I say, let's go with the evil company.
Regent Company all round. Regent Company all round.
My friends, I think there's something a bit more pressing going on here right now. Before we can think about our adventure, we need to have a word with our friend here, Sally.
I'm out. Sally. I'm like, I'm finishing my drink. I'm like, all
Sally,
right,
Sally,
let's go. Zayden,
Sally,
go
give us a
me.
Moment, Sally. Look, just okay, we just right. learned every little detail of my personal history, warts and all. Every painful nerve
okay,
has
you
been.
Okay, my
exposed.
Detail. Cool. This is a bad place. For
I don't
bad
want
people.
Your detail. I don't
the
want
the bad place for bad people, and we should all get out as soon as we can.
That's
it.
Understood.
Sucks you in, and you can't leave.
That's understood, Sally. But you're the one here with the most insight into what happens here, okay? It's
not
easy
really.
To say it's bad and things are bad and we need to get out. That's what we all want. We want to get back somewhere familiar. But
I just raise my hand and go, I don't mean to disagree, Sally, but this place does seem pretty sick.
It kind of bangs.
Yeah. Are you sure it doesn't bang a bit?
But we don't know. We've
bang.
Not even scratched
it bangs
the surface.
Not.
We've not checked out the nightlife.
It bangeth not. There
Sally,
is
what
zero
I'm trying
bang.
To tell you, Sally.
Zero bang.
Sally, please.
Zero bang.
Can I finish a thought and I slam my glass down?
I will slam Whoa. My glass down also and say zero bang.
I slam my glass down and go, yeah, zero bang.
Jeremy leans zero in and bang. Says, you should be careful with glassware. It's quite expensive to replace.
Yes,
thanks,
we
Jeremy.
Know.
The voice
we
of
know
Vicky.
Jeremy.
All right, house hake lover.
What?
House hake?
No, I've no time for those.
Do they even have glasses here? Or are they little wooden cups?
Here it's glass.
Oh, okay. They do have glass.
Hell yeah.
It's a tavern.
Loss of sand.
Sally, that's
I'm going to put a glass in my bag.
Okay.
That's not the point, Sally.
Stealing glasses from the pub.
I'm
such a teenager.
If I had gone back to the City of Cats alone, I would have been torn to shreds. If Archie had not had us with him when his family were exposed, he would have gone down with them.
Nah, I probably could have handled it, but I see. No, you're right. I would have been ruined.
Sally, you're not alone anymore. I owe you my life 10 times, and so does everyone else here. And you're not on your own. And any sort of beef you have with this place is legitimate, and I would not take that away from you, but we can fuck this place back together.
Jesus.
We can rip this place a new one if that's what you want. I will. This is your town.
Kataya, you are just so hot and cold sometimes. It's amazing. I think I have you pegged, and then you talk about fucking a place, and I'm like, whoa,
don't say
that
pegged,
really.
John.
Whatever this
don't
place has
pegged.
Done to you.
Say pegged more.
Whatever this place has done to you.
No more pegging.
You saw what no. the City of Cats did to me.
More pegging.
More consensual.
Look pegging. At the difference between when we got to the City of Cats and when we left. How I felt about the place.
Look at this calm, clear headed man before you who talks about fucking towns.
There's a lot. You guys really aren't helping solve this issue here. Do you get what I'm trying to say, Sally?
I do.
We're here for you. And I understand you're hurt and you don't like this place, but open up to us. Or tell us what you want and we can help you do it, but please don't strike out on your own. It would break my heart.
I put my arm around Kataya and I go, look, I'm sorry for teasing you. He's right, Sally. We're here for you. We've got your back. But also, if you do want to leave, we're with you.
We'll come with.
That's right.
Zayden nods and puts his hand gently over your hand on the table. And he says, whatever you think is right.
And I put my hand on Zayden's hand.
He looks at you for a moment and his eyes sparkle and he goes, Gwethryn, I never looked at you that way before.
I put my hand on Gwethryn's hand and go, steady.
I guess
I put my other hand on top.
And then my hand comes up.
And
on top.
Break.
I guess what... I guess one more thing is that we have a choice here. Yes, we can leave. We can go now to the exit and face the storm. Or we can try and save up the money to get out in a quicker way. But from what I've seen, this group here, we have the power to make places better. To kind of right some wrongs. Maybe we can
heal the wounds that this place has lacerated upon you. Maybe we can do something good here and take this poison out of your heart.
Or bomb it.
Maybe I've just had a few too many drinks.
I raise my glass and I go, well said, Kataib. And yes, Sally, if you want to bomb this place, we're with you.
Yeah. We're in.
Let's fuck this city. We fuck this city. Do do do. We fuck this city on dark and stormies.
So what say you?
All right. Okay, but if all I'm saying is if I try to stab some people, don't, you know.
I will push your hand towards the stabbing. But can you give us any information other than bad, not good, it does not bang? What do we need to know?
I mean, don't forget, before you feel judged, I tried to ask Kataib about some sand and he lied to me. So yeah, he gave me nothing about City of Cats. So the bar is low.
I act weird under pressure. What? Can you tell us something? What did this place do to you, man?
I mean, I didn't even live here, really. I lived off the water. I wasn't really allowed out.
Out of what?
I lived out on the water with my family on a boat. I wasn't allowed to be here, and I'm still not allowed to be here, and I still don't want to be here.
Okay, I know how that feels, man.
So you're on a houseboat?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Who are your family? Where are they now?
Tell me about this houseboat. No, you should talk about it. I guess I've never been on a boat before, actually, have I?
No.
But until, you know, today. You should tell us about your family, Sally.
I don't know how much to tell you, really.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
And a little bit more.
And then a little bit more.
Okay, we all lean in.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't allowed out because I was a changeling and, you know, I couldn't really control it as a child. So I pretty much just lived on the boat, which is why I'm not a huge amount of help to you here.
Zayden says, I'm sorry, you're a what?
Zayden knows. I showed him.
Oh, they did some nasty sex stuff.
Yeah, we did some weird stuff. Like, he knows.
Has Zayden fucked himself?
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing we did.
Wow. First thing. Fanfic artists, get on this.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Then it was like all of his childhood crushes, which I, as an open-minded girlfriend, had zero problems with.
Amazing.
Then it was famous people from the City of Cats. Then it was a mixture between fictional characters, which I thought of as like the real people equivalents. And then we circled back around. So round two. So we got a lot
nasty.
Done.
I look at Zayden and I go, Zayden, you little
I put my hand on Zayden's.
He takes his hand away and pets Anna and is very self-conscious. Does Jeremy know?
I wouldn't have told him unless Sally, I would have left that for Sally to say.
I turn to Jeremy and I go, oh, heads up, I'm a changeling.
Cool, no idea what that is, but I hope it's a nice thing.
Sally, we all know so little about you, but the things we know, we fucking love. And I think we've proved that by now. You can trust us, man.
I mean, if you want.
I don't mean to pressure you, but we're literally in your hometown and we kind of need to know this shit. We're in danger here.
Well, I mean, there's not much to know. There's, you know, it's corrupt. It sucks. You're not really allowed to go anywhere. And yeah, I don't know that much about this town. I grew up on a boat and then I left.
So
went to school for a bit. There's a local down there I drank at when I escaped the boat. School? Apart from that, only till I was about 7.
Uh-huh. Yes, I can imagine. Well, that's look, maybe before we hightail it out of here, there's an opportunity here to maybe confirm some of your suspicions, to confirm either your hatred or maybe make you feel a bit better about where you grew up or make this place better. Shall we just give it a shot? A shot? Give it a shot?
I'm going to cast Minor Illusions and I am going to create just like a bust of a dude. And I would imagine nobody here recognizes the dude, right, Vicky?
Depends what the dude, who the dude is.
The dude is the...
You can send it to me in Zoom chat if you'd like.
Yeah, sure, we'll do.
Wow.
So...
Secret NPC, secret NPC, through I Sally's backstory. Oh, yeah, nobody would recognize that man.
All right, cool. It's the just the bust of a man, probably 40s, relatively innocuous looking, scar above the eyebrow, that's about it, really. Beard. And I'll cast him and I'll go, this man, if we can find this man,
that'd be good. It? Who the fuck is this, Sally?
I'll go for a chain around my neck and I'll show you a medallion, which I'd imagine you also probably don't recognize. And I'll say, he gave me this.
Oh, so someone we like, someone we trust?
I don't know.
If we find him, is it stabby time or no stabby time?
Yeah. Well, are we connecting with him or bombing him?
I'll figure it out when I see him. I'm not really sure.
Or you lead.
He visited and then he left. And so, I don't really know who he is.
What's your relationship to him?
Well, when I was a child on the boat, he came and visited once and we spoke. And he gave me this and then he left. And then we took the boat out to sea and I wasn't really allowed back on the shore anymore. So I don't know who he is, but I'd quite like to know. Because none of my family are changelings. It's a medallion. None of my family are changelings.
Does it do anything?
No. Huh. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't glow. It doesn't burn. I think it's just a piece of jewelry. But I, you know.
Okay, we look at the medallion. What does it look like, the medallion? Has it got any symbols on it or anything?
Sasha, did you have any designs in mind for what this medallion would look like?
I think it has like a sun and a moon and stars and then like a weird horny creature at the bottom.
Love
horned,
it.
Not horny. Horned. Okay.
Good.
I'm glad you clarified.
Okay. So
you know nothing before... else. Nope. You know nothing else about him. All right.
So before we leave this place, we can try to find this person.
Yeah. So,
look, we're all here for you, Sally. Whatever you want.
Yes.
But I'll stay because everyone seems excited.
And, well, okay. Look, we'll try and leave, but I think leaving by the storm is going to be very, very dangerous. I think if we want to get out of here, our best bet is to raise some money for Miss.
If a third of us die, that is like six cats, right?
Yeah, I mean, if the cats die, that would be fine, but I'm worried that some of us might go. So.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I mean, we can't possibly lose a single cat, so I think it's going to have to be teleporter and some sexy adventures to make some money.
Mm. In the meantime, we can look for whoever the fuck this dude is.
Only if you're happy with it, Sally.
Sally, you can pull the cord anytime, and I'll go with you to the gates, and we'll face the storm. It's really something I don't want to do, but... I owe you, man. I will do that, but let's give this a shot.
Just remember, this is a bad place with bad people.
Where isn't?
We can handle that. And when we're around each other, we at least have three good people with us.
And 100
Jeremy and Zayden exchange an awkward...
Yeah, I go, you're right.
And
three
two
good
medium
people.
Ones. And two that we think might be all right.
Well, put your jacket back on, Jeremy.
Jeremy says, I gave you a baked potato that one time.
I gave you a papaya that one time.
I guess we are even. That does
all right, get
point.
A room, you two. We got to go.
I'm pretty sure I gave you the potato because you felt sad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeremy.
I'm sorry. It was a long time ago and I was very caught up because I was in love with somebody I couldn't be in love with.
That was the reason he wanted the potato.
Look at us now. Right. Look at us now. Trapped in a pirate town halfway across
anything,
the world.
Yes.
You can't say that convincingly without smiling, Archie. I don't think you have a problem with this.
No, I'm having a fucking great time. Are you kidding me?
Good.
Okay.
Can I know a forger here?
No,
there's one right there, Sally. Big G.
Yeah, that's true.
Not in Hearthport.
Okay.
Cool.
So listen, where we're at,
I have no useful contacts.
We have no useful contacts. We have no papers that, if we get caught without them, will get us chucked into some sort of prison or killed or fucked in one way or another.
Whoa.
We've got a mate, not in a good way, Sir Archie. We got 10,000.
And I was okay. Doesn't matter.
We've got 10,000 crowns if we want to have a chance of getting through the storm back home safely. And we got this mysterious motherfucker to find.
Do I have any contacts on land, given that I did spend a little tiny bit of time here, but not a huge amount before I fucked off?
You wouldn't have had time to find anybody in Hearthport. It's quite hard. It takes quite a lot of time to get embedded in the criminal underworld in that way.
Well, we've got this guy, and I point at the bust you created. And I go, I promise you, Sally, we're going to find him.
We'll try.
We'll find
him. Okay, so adventure in Etienne Regia until we've made the money and then we leave. Does that sound good, Sally? I promise we'll have as little fun as possible, but we'll make that money.
I'm having zero fun right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a terrible time here, but I'll do it for you.
Yes, I promise to have a miserable time.
I promise to have a shit time.
Okay. Feel better.
Zayden leans over to Jeremy and says, "Are they always like this?" And Jeremy just takes a long drink of his dark and storm and he goes, "You get used to it, mate. You get used to it." And that is where we will end this episode.
Oh, nice. Wow.
There we go. That is the end of our first episode of Arc 3 of Vicky's World. Thank you guys so much for coming along.
You've been listening to Vicky's World, starring Vicky Hawley, John Gracie, Sasha Ellen, Dan Simpson, and me, Talal Karkouti. All our socials are in the podcast description. Give us a follow and say hi. Find Vicky's World RPG on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Insta to stay up to date with everything Vicky's World, including all of our live streams and the beautiful fan art that we get sent. If you like the show, please, please, please tell your mates. Nothing beats word of mouth, and we really appreciate all the love we've been getting so far, but we're hungry for more. Thanks to Acast for hosting us, and many, 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 many thanks to Adam Janota-Bazovsky for the incredible music. This show was edited by yours truly, logo is by Amber SDF, and all our gorgeous artwork is by B. Watts. Theme song by me and John Gracie. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time.
Down in Vicky's World.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.